Paper Airplanes by Neve Brody, read by Cookie Mom 6067. I think Meredith's a funny name. Sounds like a girl's name. Does not. It's more interesting than John. Meredith's little chin lifted. What's your other name? Rodney. Meredith Rodney McKay. I like that much better. I'm going to call you Rodney. Meredith might have actually smiled at that. He was trying to glue down the last flaps of his project of the day when something sharp and pointy hit his arm. Hey, he whined, looking down at the paper airplane lying on the table. You're supposed to be making your dodecahedron. You don't have much time left. John shrugged. I don't want to. I'd rather make planes. I'm going to be a pilot someday. Meredith finished his gluing. His little face scrunched, the tip of his tongue trapped between his teeth as he punched a small hole in the top to thread the string through. They were going to hang them. Hey, what's that stuff you're writing on it? John asked. The name and some math formulas. I like the way it looks. He held it up for John to see. John came over and sat down in front of Meredith with another big piece of construction paper. He began fashioning another plane. I'm bored, he said. Don't we get to go outside? It's summertime. Meredith looked at him. This is your first time here, right? John nodded. You'll get used to it. This is my third year. It's kind of fun most of the time. We do get to go outside in the afternoon, after lunch. They have really good food here. John kept folding. Meredith thought he looked a little sad. You like it here? John asked him after a few moments. Yeah, it's okay. I miss my sister. A little, he added. John grinned. Hey, that's neat, Meredith said of John's plane. Can I try? John pushed one of the big sheets of paper his way and showed him the first folds to make. John watched him fold. Can I kiss you? He asked. What for? Meredith replied, attentive to his folding. John shrugged. He did that a lot. I don't know. I just want to. You're my friend, aren't you? So? Friends kiss. Don't be silly. Boys don't kiss boys, Meredith said matter-of-factly, continuing to fold. Why not? They just don't. My dad says so. Everybody knows that. You have a pretty mouth. Meredith looked up. Do not. Boys don't have pretty anything. Boys are messy and loud. My mom says that all the time. You have pretty eyes, too. Blue. Hey, cut that out. Well, you do. Meredith's cheeks reddened, and his mouth quirked up on one side. He went back to the plane. So do you. They change colors. Yeah? Your hair's kinda, pretty, too. It's messy, but cool. Yeah, I got cowlicks, John said, rubbing his head. Meredith giggled. John smiled. Done, Meredith announced. John went around to the other side of the table and stood beside Meredith. Cool. Bet that'll fly real good. Of course it will. Will you make me one? Sure. He grabbed another piece of paper. But I'll make yours different. How? I'll make it so it flies different. It'll do loops. Cool. Can I kiss you now? Meredith stopped folding and huffed. Oh, okay. He puckered up his lips and leaned in John's direction. John did the same and smashed his pursed lips against Meredith's. They both pulled away, both making smacking sounds with their mouths. Meredith went right back to folding. The shape of John's plane was different, and he watched as Meredith finished. Oh, boy, I can't wait to take these outside. This is going to be fun. Meredith handed the plane to John. "You better finish your project," he warned. John traced over the precise folds of his plane with his fingers. He smiled at Meredith. "You're really good at this. Will you help me?" "But it's supposed to be your work." "But I don't have enough time to finish it myself." "All right. Here, take this ruler. We need to draw out 12 pentagons on the paper. You do 6 and I'll do 6. Then I'll help you cut it out and glue it together." "Thanks, Rodney. This way I get to go outside and play with you this afternoon." John beamed at him. "Hey, and we can eat together tonight. I'll wait for you." "Yeah? Thanks." Meredith watched John draw his shapes. He felt all warm inside and wondered if that's what it felt like to be a smile. He was glad John's parents decided to send him to camp this year. John Shepherd, his first friend. The end.